Then, in the spring of 2010, Seven Generations announces that we have a $2.5 million grant, and everyone's excited, because this is a great opportunity for the tribe to take the leadership in biomass energy development, to really do something that's wonderful for our environment, that really explains who we are and what we do. And so it's a very exciting thing. And as the summer went on, we heard more and more about it in the Galloway Sox and in the newspaper. And then in the fall, another little old lady and I won't tell you who, started thinking, wow, some of this stuff sounds kind of not right. Let's go investigate. Because we were hearing that the 2.5 was a grant, but it actually was a grant money to the state of Wisconsin and a loan to us. We were hearing that Brown County was going to give us the trash free, but Chad and Chuck from Brown County, who are in charge of that, said they never signed a deal. Wisconsin Public said, this is all last summer. We were told from the Galloway Sox that Wisconsin Public Service had a done deal that we could sell them our energy. That, again, was not the case. So we kept having these inconsistencies, but the biggest inconsistency of all was that when I read the legal analysis for this meeting, our chief legal counsel wrote that the Department of Interior has okayed the $19 million loan. And that was in February. And I have an email, which all of you can see, from the Department of Interior from Phil Viles, who signs off on that loan, that says it has not happened yet. So the business committee's been told things are a done deal, and they're not a done deal. How do we know? In the past, what we've done is we've listened to Seven Gens and done, just given them money and not asked for explanations. And I'm saying that we need to see these documents. We need to really be assured. Let me give you an example of some current happenings with Seven Generations. They have made it seem that we have a done deal with Green Bay. There has been no real estate transaction. We've checked the books for the property on Hurlbut. They changed Oneida Energy, which is supposed to be the corporation that's supposed to be tribally owned, to Broadway Manufacturing. That was done in January. And they did that without informing the business committee. There are other discrepancies. For instance, with the biomass project itself, my primary position is not so much, is the biomass project a good project or not? My position is that after 16 years of little or no profit and a lot of very bad press in the last year, are we really positioned to let them borrow another $20 million? We really cannot afford it. This is a time of containment. I mean, for God's sake, the kids had to give up their Easter Bunny party, and that's the only time he gets to work every year. I mean, we need to have, let me put it this way. There has been great damage to the reputation of the tribe and to our gaming operation from the way this has been handled in the press. These other corporations don't appreciate saying they've signed paperwork when they haven't. They get flack from it, too. But some of the main things that I wanted to say about the General Tribal Council are that I have noticed in the last 3 years since we've been on stipend that this General Tribal Council has really learned about this government. They're paying attention. They're passing laws that cause us to know about our money and where it's being spent. They're not standing by and saying, and just taking their word for it. We need to be shown this is important. This is important for our tribe. And I do think that it's important for you.
Sharon. You need to get that microphone, Sharon, sorry.
Thank you. you can stand behind me. Thank you. With all due respect, you're welcome. With all due respect, we have individuals in here that are listening to our internal governmental arguments. This is not appropriate. We can deal with our own issues. We have all the people here that are to deal with these issues. I would request that the individuals leave until you get to their part.
Bye, guys.
Can you excuse you guys for a few minutes? This is a time certain presentation too, so could you finish your presentation, please?
Well, we have 30 minutes. In any case, the General Tribal Council has done a wonderful job, and I rely on the collective wisdom of the General Tribal Council. What has happened is that we really need to know, we really need to demand answers. We can no longer say, just tell us or show us up on a board. You have to really, really prove it to us. And please remember that many of the people who are the major players in this were the major players in the Nature's Way scandal. So, you know, they might have changed a player or two, but the game is still the same. And I think you deserve to know what's going to happen to your money.
Thank you.
Bill.
Just very briefly, because this is really about Seven Gens and I don't want to take their time, but it's been represented by Ms. Metivier a number of times now that I had somehow kept information from the GTC and requested a report that was different from what is required. The record should show that the business committee, as the board of directors for Seven Gens, or as the body that is over, that deals with the board of directors, has certain authorities and opportunities to monitor on behalf of the GTC what occurs. But in terms of the reporting, the only thing that I had ever done in that process, because I don't have line authority over those folks at all, was to ask, because the GTC had asked, for a report like the reports that programs were obligated to present for GTC. So the GTC members would have the same information about those offices as they did about the programs. What was reported in the audit was that if the GTC relied on those reports rather than the ones that they presented to the GTC, excuse me, to the business committee under their obligations, their responsibilities, then people could have made a wrong decision. That is not the same thing as us not sharing the information. That was two different sharings of information for different purposes. And I think it's misleading, purposely, to bring it forward in a way that suggests that something is being kept from people as opposed to two efforts to try to better educate folks. I just wanted to make sure that folks understood that. Thank you.
Mike, you're going to get a chance to hear the other side of the story.
I have to respond to that because I asked that very question of the auditor who did this audit. I said, does this mean what it says? And he said,
point
absolutely.
Of
it was intentional.
Mike.
Hi, I have a couple of questions here. Can everybody please turn to page 55? If you all go down to that fourth paragraph where it starts out, the Oneida Business Committee has authorized two types of corporate entities. Jump down to the 6th sentence in there. It says, the Oneida Tribe does not currently have laws regarding corporations in place. Why on God's green earth are we supporting Seven Gens when you guys don't even have laws, rules, and regulations in place to govern those people? That's first, okay? Secondly, look at a couple lines down from there in that paragraph that says, as identified above, it says, where the corporation, in the second sentence, however, where the corporation has a small number of shareholders, or in the case where the tribe is the sole shareholder, liability may pass through the corporation to the tribe. You mean we're responsible for their blunders and their errors? That's my second point. I've got about 20 others in here because I've spent about 14 hours going through this thing and picking it apart. On page 58, if you notice, the bottom there, or excuse me, go back one page, 57, letter H. If it says to elect or appoint officers or agents of the corporation and define their duties and fix their compensation, provided that such elections or appointments comply with the laws of the Oneida Nations and policies of the corporation. What laws? You just told me on a page before you have no laws, rules, or regulations governing these people. This is what I mean about conflicting information. Bad, bad news. Because I can't make heads or tails of this, and every time I've asked for information and had requests about seven gens, I've never gotten anything. I don't think we should be giving them one more dime.